This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, do you guys live in an area where there's a lot of traffic? Probably. I mean, if you're in a rural area, maybe no. If you're in a busy area like San Francisco, yep. What would make that commute even worse than the traffic, than the smog? You being taxed or told to pay more just to have your car there. Now you'd be like, who the heck would be so stupid to charge us to be in traffic when we don't even want to be there? Well, apparently some cities have considered it. San Francisco is considering a traffic congestion fee that would apply to quote-unquote rich drivers making more than $46,000 a year. People making $50,000 a year aren't necessarily rich, so I don't know why that, but San Francisco's, I guess, considering a congestion pricing plan to relieve traffic. You would be charged a fee when you enter a certain zone in downtown. Now, I've been to San Francisco, beautiful city. Gets cold, even in the summer. I mean, it's cold. What did Mark Twain say? The coldest day in the summer is still worse than some of his winters. Okay, hold on a second. I just messed that up. I'm sorry. I have got to find the Mark Twain quote. I can't move on without it. I apologize, people. Hold on a second. Just because it's just a famous quote. And, all right, hold on a second. Mark Twain, San Francisco. And, of course, my computer's so. So, while we're trying to figure that out there. And the problem is the Dr. Dahlia Show news team, right, is not here. They are, I don't know where they are. They're probably in San Francisco. The coldest winter was summer in... Oh, yeah. The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. I think that's pretty cool. That's a famous quote. Although, somebody said, wait a second, that he didn't say that. Oh, no. Oh, I've been, like, quoting that the whole time. Okay, well, I don't know what he said, but somebody said it. Either way, whether anybody said it or not, it's cold there. So anyway, the San Francisco County Transportation Authority is leading this city study on a proposal to charge a fee to any drivers who enter the downtown zone. Of course, the downtown zone is on the water. London apparently has used a similar congestion charge scheme for nearly a decade, but it does not include an income threshold. New York City, by the way, is considering a daily charge of $14 for motorists who enter certain parts of Manhattan. So, I don't know if you've ever driven around Manhattan or driven around San Francisco. There's really no place to park. You know, people are walking. They're trying to move it to public transit. And I think they want to slowly just move it to car-free zones. In Nevada, Las Vegas, the downtown area, they actually closed off. They called it the Fremont Street Experience, which is just code for we're done with traffic being here and, you know, people almost getting run over. So we're going to block it off. We're going to put up some lights and make it kind of cool. And they did. They made it cool. And they call it the Fremont Experience, Fremont Street Experience, and Fremont Street is a pretty famous street in Las Vegas. It's where the old casinos were in downtown Vegas. We still have cars going up and down the strip because you have to get from one casino to another. But there's been a lot of talk of blocking off cars and traffic during the festivities of 4th of July or of of New Year's Eve, they block off traffic. And then people come there, they stand out in the cold, they watch the fireworks, they drink, they party, and nobody has to worry about getting run over or a car trying to run people over. And, you know, so blocking off traffic. But then the next question is, well, then where do those cars go? Then it congests back up. It's like a DVT. You get a blood clot, the blood's going to go somewhere, and the swelling's going to go somewhere. So I don't know how successful it's been, but what they want to charge is $6.50 to any driver making more than $100,000, discounts for those who make less, no fee at all, if you make less than $46,000. So it's kind of like a toll. You know, that's really what it is. It's, all right, if you're going to go forward, all right, you have to pay $6.50 to go into this area. So that's kind of how they would do it. But, I mean, it includes 7th Street, 14th, Laguna, Van Ness, Broadway. It's that sector. And the drivers would pay the fee for entering downtown on weekdays between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. and between 3:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Uber and Lyft will also be charged per trip for entering the zone, which means they're going to pass that fee along to the customers. So the agency is considering two options for the pricing zone, one encompassing the immediate downtown area and the other expanding to North Beach, Russian Hill, Fisherman's Wharf to the north. Now, this wouldn't be implemented for another 3 to 5 years. But this is sadly, you know, a pattern that we're seeing in multiple big cities, even in Europe, where as things get more and more congested. President Joe Biden's administration gave New York City the go-ahead to speed up an environmental review of the proposed congestion pricing, which could see drivers paying $14 to get into Midtown. So, you know, I travel to New York. I'll, like, take a car or I'll take the train, and taxis are just too expensive. And, I mean, you need to get where you need to go. And, you know, if public transportation is getting congested and people don't want to take public transportation because of COVID, they're probably foreseeing that people are going to go back to cars. Well, I don't know what the answer is. I get that congestion, you know, will cause pollution and you're trying to distribute it. I get that. You know, we don't want one area, one hub to have bad air. But I just don't know if this is really, really going to work. I think a lot of people are going to say to heck with it and leave the city. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Biden administration, President Biden had announced about a day and a half ago that the American with Disabilities Act will now protect those who have long COVID. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. And we'll tell you why. And so long COVID, you could have symptoms for months. In fact, some studies have found 9 months of people having symptoms after an initial COVID infection that can cause a whole variety of issues. Cornea damage, eye nodules, brain fog, coughing, poor sleep, anxiety, depression, mood disorders, menopause, hormonal imbalance, losing teeth. There are so many things that have been associated with long COVID. And President Biden had said that his agencies are going to allow long COVID symptoms to be qualifying disabilities under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And the agencies working together for this is the Office of Civil Rights of the Department of Health and Human Services and the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice. So they are working together to make COVID, a long COVID disability under the ADA, Section 504, Section 1557, if it substantially limits one or more major life activities. So this is huge in that if you have a condition that is persisting after COVID, whether you're hospitalized or not. Not all long COVID patients were hospitalized. And you have trouble at work or with public transportation or whatever. This ADA protection prevents you from being discriminated against and allows you to have accommodations so you can do your job. It makes sense. What a lot of people don't realize is now it completely monkey wrenches a lot of the vaccine and mask movements. So what is the ADA? So the ADA is the law of the land that has to be abided by every school, work. You cannot violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. And the Americans with Disabilities Act prevents any sort of discrimination against people who have a disability. So, whether it's employment, transportation, accommodations, communications, access to state and local government programs and services, you cannot discriminate against somebody who has a disability. So, if somebody, let's say, has long COVID and they are deemed disabled and having trouble breathing, you can't force them to wear a mask. You have got to accommodate. If somebody with long COVID has anxiety and depression and they fear the vaccine, the ADA protects them from being mandated to get vaccinated. So this makes it very, very tricky. Now, I know there's a lot of people saying, great, put me on disability. Well, it's going to be a little more complicated. You actually need an assessment. Now, there's not a lot of guidance yet. It was a very short two-page guidance. But they say that there is going to have to be individual assessments to see if your long COVID symptoms are preventing you from being able to function and do your normal activities of daily livings and prevent you from working, etc. So, if somebody, let's say, is so anxious after their COVID, but they can still work, and they want to work, that employer could get in a crap load of trouble if they don't accommodate that employee. So the CDC is going to be issuing mask guidance. We have many institutions and entities out there that are going to be pressured to mandate vaccines. How do you navigate this under the ADA? So you can't just go in and say, I have brain fog, I have long COVID. You would actually need to have a provider say that you qualify for this as a disability. The next question is what are disability insurances going to do? Are they going to go bankrupt now? You've had millions of people have COVID. We've lost almost 700,000 people. We've had, 50 million people affected by COVID? I'll get the latest numbers. People feeling that they have any residual symptoms. Hold on a second. We have 5 million active cases. Hold on a second. I apologize. It's coming up. Gosh, these computers are slow. My computer has fog. All right. While my computer's dealing with this, we have had 525 million tests. In terms of active cases, 5 million active cases, we've had 29 million people totally recovered, according to Worldometers. And sadly, we've had about 627,000 deaths. So when you have 29 million people, almost 30 million people who have recovered, and many of them are saying, look, I'm not the same, we could have 30 million people now claiming disability. Now, if they can't work, then Social Security kicks in, and then Medicare will kick in for their medical coverage. Do we have the money for that? I mean, I agree with what President Biden did in terms of, look, you know, you come out of the hospital, you come out of COVID, you're suffering, you can't do some of the things you could do. I agree that technically, under definition, there's a level of disability. But now, what are the ramifications? So in this guidance, they give many links on what to do if you are concerned about the guidance, if you qualify, if you feel you are being discriminated against. All right, the Office of Civil Rights of the Department of Health and Human Services. There's a link there, and they say if you believe that an entity covered by the HHS civil rights laws has violated your rights protected under these authorities, you may file a complaint. The Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice has a link. If you believe that you or another person has been discriminated against by an entity covered by the ADA, you may file a complaint with the Disabilities Rights Section of the Department of Justice. Anybody that violates the ADA is in a slew of trouble. So employers are going to need some help here. What do you want the employers to do? Do you want them to mandate masks, mandate their employees get vaccinated, and many, many locations now and many institutions and hospitals are doing that, or do you want them to follow the ADA? If you have an employee that says, look, I have a disability, You have to accommodate. I had COVID. I can't breathe. I can't wear the mask. Or I'm anxious. I can't do it. I can't get a shot. I cannot have anything injected in my body. Then under the ADA, you could be in a crap load of trouble if you don't accommodate. So I'm not sure. This is why I told you guys I'm not for mandates. I'm for personal choice, because you're putting people into legal binds. You really are. And an employer can't be between a rock and a hard place. There has to be a right and a wrong. And they can't be having to choose between two paths that could get them into trouble. So I support President Biden on allowing the ADA to cover long COVID symptoms with an assessment. That is appropriate. But then everybody's better pump the brakes on talking about mandates and forces and just use the word mandate. You gotta slow your roll on that, because you're going to put people between a rock and a hard place. So I wrote a little piece on this. If you have any questions, again, this is just very new. It's within the last, 48 hours. So I don't know if your disability insurance is, ready to catch up. I don't know if even doctors are equipped to be able to assess one's disability based on this. You know, if somebody says, I have brain fog, I can't remember. And then they're given a test. They go, I don't remember. I mean, there's a lot of subjectivity to this. You know, there is objectivity that, you could see the cornea issues. You could do some respiratory testing and all that. But many long COVID symptoms are very subjective. I'm not saying people are lying, but it's very hard to objectively document. And then the next question is, how long are they disabled for? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Select Committee, formed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, began its first hearing Tuesday into the January 6 Capitol attack. The committee, made up of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans, the 2 Republicans were handpicked by Pelosi and are both critics of former President Donald Trump. Capitol Police and security officers are sharing their firsthand accounts of the violence that took place on January 6, and as far as his reaction to what he's been hearing so far, Republican Congressman Mike Johnson tells Newsmax,
We heard some harrowing testimony this morning. We are on the side of Capitol Police and the brave officers who put their lives on the line to protect this place every day and to protect all of us. No one takes anything away from the officers and what they've been through.
Gymnast Simone Biles has withdrawn from the Summer Olympics, citing mental health concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is traveling to Singapore, Vietnam, and the Philippines to highlight the relationship between the United States and the Indo-Pacific nations. Secretary Austin says the United States is providing assistance to the nations amid a spike in the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States has been rushing urgently needed assistance across the Indo-Pacific. And that includes testing equipment, oxygen supplies, PPE, ventilators, and storage for vaccines.
Officials in Florida believe all the victims of the Surfside condo collapse have been accounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava telling reporters 242 people have been accounted for, including the 98 who died as a result of the collapse more than a month ago. The mayor added it was the biggest non-hurricane-related emergency response ever in the Sunshine State. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been telling you guys to lay off the booze, cut back on the drink, all right? Might hold off on the scotch and the tequila shots and the Dirty Shirleys. I had a Dirty Shirley. I didn't know what that was going to be. Somebody goes, you want a Dirty Shirley? I'm like, no, it just doesn't sound good. Well, it's a Shirley Temple with a little vodka. I'm like, oh. Well, that sounds good. Not bad, but I really prefer just the Shirley Temple. Alcohol just has that taste. That it just, you know, I know it's an acquired taste of coffee. I'm not a coffee drinker, you know? Well, I've been telling you guys to cut back on the drink because I worry about your blood pressure. I worry about stroke. I worry about heart disease. I worry about your pancreas. I worry about your liver. I worry about your stomach lining. And the debate has just continued, you know, back and forth on how much alcohol protects the heart. And resveratrol in red wine has shown beneficial properties. The problem is that you got to take a lot of resveratrol, which means you have to drink a lot of wine. And when you look at, when I looked at my wine drinkers, because you can tell, many of them are slim, by the way, because, you know, they don't seem to eat as much, you know, because they drink and they eat slower. You know, I've noticed, I don't know if so much it was the amount of wine, but more the lifestyle. Many of my wine drinkers are very active. They exercise a lot. They enjoy a meal, but they just eat it slower. They're just more, it's just a different approach. So even though I found my wine drinkers to do fairly well, my binge drinkers, no. I don't think they did well. You know, those downing beers or tequila shots or getting drunk on the weekend, they just didn't seem to do well. So what is the science showing? Well, we got a new study, and they say light to moderate alcohol consumption may offer some protective benefits for patients with heart disease. This research was published in the journal BMC Medicine, and it was pulled from a combined sample field of 48,423 patients, thousands of whom had a history of heart attack, angina, which is a spasm, coronary spasm of the vessel, or stroke. Now, the team, according to Fox News, noted that lifestyle and dietary habits play a major role in secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease, but that the impact of alcohol consumption on patients' prognosis remains unclear. And they think that the recommendations regarding upper limits of drinking could vary across different guidelines. So they suggest that while light to moderate alcohol consumption is associated with a lower risk of developing multiple cardiovascular outcomes in general population cohorts, I'll translate that in a second, it is difficult to extend the posited cardioprotective effects to CVD patients because of their typically older age and compromised vasculature, as well as the medications they take to prevent secondary events. So what they're discussing is, we know that low levels of alcohol have a place. But because alcohol could put people at risk for stroke, heart attack, things like that, what do you suggest? So they say among the patient sample, former drinkers were separated from current drinkers, with the latter being broken into three groups of low-level drinkers, medium-level drinkers, and high-level drinkers. Patients were followed until they either died or their first detected cardiovascular event. An analysis of the three cohorts, or the three groups together, with those from 12 published studies, found a J-curve relationship between alcohol consumption and mortality in those with heart disease. The greatest reduction in all-cause mortality was found in those with light alcohol consumption. So they summarize by saying, our study shows that an alcohol intake of about 105 grams a week. Now, they equate that to 13 units, but this was written in the UK. One unit is equal to a half a pint of beer, lager, cider, or half a glass of wine, or one measure of spirits. So a half a glass of wine is one unit. They suggest that 13 half glasses in a week, or one full glass a day, was associated with lower risk of mortality and subsequent heart cardiovascular events. They say this threshold is somewhat lower than those recommended in most current guidelines. Specific recommendations regarding the downward revision of such guidelines cannot be made. They also suggest that current drinkers may not need to stop drinking for secondary prevention of cardiovascular disease, but be informed that lower levels could reduce risks. If you are a non-drinker and you don't drink alcohol, they tell you not to start. Okay, so why is that? You look at the study, you get all excited, you're looking at the chops, and you're like, wait a second here. I could be protecting my heart. They say no. They're not going to say tell a non-drinker to start. So then what the heck is the point? So I tell you what the point is, okay? The point is alcohol still has its own set of risks. There's cancer. Yeah, and as I've told you, blood pressure, stroke, depression, poor sleep. So somebody having, I can't have a glass of alcohol at night because I can't sleep. So even if there are cardiovascular benefits, I can't do it because if it messes with my sleep, sleep can then affect my cardiovascular health. So if you're a non-drinker and you're doing your thing, to staying healthy, stick to it. But if you are a drinker, rather than quitting cold turkey, there might be some benefits to those that drink less. You know, so a small glass of wine, you know, one mixed drink. I know a lot of people drink their scotch. I don't get scotch. I know back east it's a big thing. Maybe in the west, but back east you go there. They're like, right before dinner, let's have some scotch. And I'm like, but why? I don't know if it's just, I don't get it. Maybe it's a, I don't know, maybe it's kind of like having a cigarette after sex. I just don't get it. You go to sleep after sex. If you're going to sit down and you're going to consume any calories before dinner, then it might as well be an appetizer. If you give me alcohol and then you give me an appetizer, I'm going to be full for dinner. I didn't come to your house for appetizer and some bad-tasting alcohol. I came for eats. Just let my tummy consume all the calories I want with dinner. I just don't understand that. But, you know, people have asked me about the HDL, the good cholesterol. So you know how you have bad cholesterol and good cholesterol? Bad cholesterol is the LDL, the low-density lipoproteins, and the HDL, the high-density lipoproteins. LDL is made in the liver. It takes cholesterol that was made in the liver and brings the cholesterol to the tissues that need cholesterol. And we need cholesterol for a whole variety of things. And so you do need cholesterol. But if you have too much LDL and you have too much cholesterol lipids being distributed to tissues, the body's like, guys, it's too much. We can't receive anymore. Dump those boxes over there. So where do the little boxes of lipids get dumped? In the arteries, on the wall, just pushed to the side. Well, then it starts clogging up the wall. Your HDL is the sanitation department. The HDL goes to pick up those lipid boxes, to bring it back to the liver to get destroyed. And so the HDL, this is why you want to have good levels of HDL. One of the thinkings, the theories, is maybe alcohol increases your HDL. But there's been a lot of debate on the types of HDL and how sometimes alcohol can't necessarily produce as much of the good HDL that you need. But I've seen with a lot of my patients, they have higher levels of HDL. And then they have lower overall cholesterol. But again, that could also be because they're not eating as much. While some people are grabbing a burger and a soda, some people are having a glass of wine and they're eating, you know, a salad. And, you know, and then maybe having a pasta meal. So I don't know the difference. You know, I mean, that really has to be looked at. If there really is a difference between the way wine drinkers, you know, approach their diet. But there is a difference between wine, beer, and hard liquor. So that has to be analyzed as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I just love that the conversation is starting to turn from, you know, vaccine hesitant people as being Trumpers and Republicans and, I don't know, Capitol riot supporters and all the other BS you're hearing, you know, online, to, you know, finally somebody's kind of actually looking into what the population is actually thinking. And that's all I've been asking for. Right? I support the vaccine, you know, but I do not support people blaming and labeling the unvaccinated. Especially when 20% of the unvaccinated, or the 20% of our country, is comprised of kids. About 73 million We have 73 million kids, I believe, in the United States. Many of them still not approved for a vaccine. So there's all this blame going back and forth. And the parents are like, look, I'm vaccinated, but the kids, not FDA approved yet. And interestingly, there's a poll where half the parents polled said, even if it does get approved, I'm probably not going to give it to my kid. So what's going on here? So I'm just so glad the conversation is changing, because I mean, it's still out there. People are still blaming the anti-vaxxers, and I don't know. The names they're calling them is just it's just ridiculous, and it's not allowing a very intelligent and competent conversation to kind of dive into what actually is going on. So there was a poll that was released by C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National on children's health. And this poll drew, it's small, about 2,000 parents of kids aged 3 to 18. And the findings were released yesterday. And they said among parents of children aged 3 to 11 years old, 49% say that it's likely their child will get a vaccine if it's approved. 51% said no. Unlikely. 40% of parents children aged 12 to 18 said it's unlikely their kid's going to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, as you know, Pfizer allows the vaccine in those 12 on up. The studies are still going on with the 3 to 11 age. I think it'll be the 5 to 11 age, and then there'll be like 2 to 5, and then it'll be infant to 2. So they're doing trials now, and they're studying. But interestingly, that you don't have a lot of parents on board. And so while the country is grappling with, what do we do with the anti-vaxxers, and we need Trump to make a PSA, and we need, I don't really think the average parent of a 5-year-old cares what Trump has to say when it comes to the vaccine. I don't think that's the issue. So what are the issues? So in this poll, they found that side effects of the vaccine was 70% of the response as a key factor. Testing in a child's age group, 63%. How well the vaccine works in children, 62%. Parents' own research, 56%. So there's a whole variety of reasons. So the authors say there's a lack of discussion with pediatricians and other child health providers, and that leaves parents at a disadvantage in making an informed decision about COVID vaccination for the child. Well, this is why, and I'm a doctor, so I can be very, very honest about this, okay? If somebody came up to me and said, Dr. Dahlia, all right, how safe is this vaccine for my kid? I am only allowed to say, I don't know. If it's in the process of being studied, that's all I'm allowed to say. I am not allowed to say the vaccine is 100% safe. I'm also not allowed to say the vaccine has side effects. Even though the vaccine might be safe, even though the vaccine might have side effects, we don't know. It hasn't been studied. It hasn't been FDA approved. So, I understand study authors and, everybody's kind of frustrated going, well, doctors need to do a better job. What are we supposed to do? If it's a new vaccine that's being studied, and parents are like, Doc, what do you think? Now, I could say, I think it's going to be safe, and I think it's going to be good to do, but is that really winning them over? And if a doctor said, trust me, it's fine, this technology has been around since the 90s, that still doesn't convince a lot of parents, because they're like, yeah, but a vaccine against COVID wasn't around in the 90s. The mRNA technology was. So remember, parents are smart. They're doing their research. And so they're going to be the driving factor for us reaching over herd immunity. We would, if every single adult, in our country, including migrants, every single person that comes into our country that we have here gets vaccinated for COVID, and we hit the 75% mark, so maybe we have plus or minus 5%, we might hit herd immunity, but we can't do it, I think, long term without the kids, and the kids comprise 20% of the population. So in order for us to have active, a robust herd immunity, we're going to need kids on board. Now, some of these kids are like, fine, I'll do whatever my parents say. Others will be like, oh, heck no, I'm not going to get another vaccine. And many of you are like, what's the big deal, Dahlia? Kids get vaccines all the time. Kids get vaccines all the time. Just tell them they're going to get another polio shot, or they're going to get, you know, don't tell them it's for COVID. Just bring them in. Problem is, again, it's the parents. The parents are concerned. You know, I've spoken to parents because I'm licensed in multiple states. And when their kid is sick, you know, and I go, you know, this could be COVID, get them tested. And I'll ask, you know, would you consider the vaccine for them? They go, look, I got the vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I got the vaccine for me. But, and they say, I don't know. And, you know, people will say, and we discussed this with parents that might have been called, quote-unquote, anti-vaxxers. You know, these parents are loons. These parents are crazy. I look at it differently. You know, being a parent myself, and my kids have been vaccinated, when you are a parent, your job, because you are the only, especially when you're mama, you are the only person on that earth that's that child's mama or that child's father. Now, yes, there's step-parents and all that, and people love, I love my, you know, friends' kids, but, you know, when you're mama, your job is you are not supposed to hurt those kids. And so on one end, I suggested vaccination to my boys, and they got vaccinated, because, again, I didn't want them hurt by COVID. But on the flip side, I was scared to death when they grew up that I was getting them injected with something that could hurt them. No parent wants to take a healthy baby who's talking and doing everything and then possibly risk that 1 in a million chance that something could go wrong. So when a parent is hesitant on their child, it's out of love many times. It's not that they're crazy. It's just they're more concerned about the side effects than the risk of the disease. Other parents like myself are more concerned about the risk of the disease and the side effects of the vaccines. Nobody's crazy. I'm sure parents are looking at people that vaccinated their kids as, what the heck are you thinking? None of us are crazy. We love our kids, so we're going to do what we think is the best for them. So, you know, seeing this poll and Mott Children's, you know, they tried to get a sample of the United States. I don't really see anything surprising by this, because I'm seeing a lot of parents hesitant on kids getting the vaccine. So then it is going to probably be up to the pediatricians to kind of calm their fears. But most of the parents, you're going to have a group of parents that is, the second the vaccine comes out, they're vaccinating their kids. They've had enough proof. Then you have others who are like, well, I just want to wait. And I want to wait and see if there's any, you know, side effects. Now, that is going to, their go-to is going to be the CDC, is going to be social media, is going to be the media. So it depends on, you know, what's covered and what's posted. But I think you got, again, half the parents are going to run to do it. Other half are going to be like, I'm going to wait. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.